So today, the enlightening lesson for you is going to be about how to open your heart and receive an unconditional source of love. So the reason why we would want to do this is because it allows us to completely find peace within our own being. With whatever we're doing, no matter where we go, no matter who we're with, we can have access to this infinite source of love and healing energy anytime that we want. Okay? What a great gift to give yourself. Okay? So allow yourself to know that there's parts of yourself that are going to probably resist this, that are going to say, I'd rather be in control, or I'd do it my way, or maybe I just don't feel like surrendering to love, that I've got so much to do, so many places to go and people to meet that I don't have time for this. So just know that those parts may show up. And I call those parts your saboteurs, or the little gremlins that tend to keep us stuck in old patterns, old ways of being that don't serve us, that keep us small, keep our relationships dysfunctional, keep our careers from growing, excelling, keep our finances stuck and in a place of poverty consciousness. Okay? So just know that the more that you can open your heart to this source of love, the more abundant you're going to become in every area of your life, the healthier you're going to feel, the more enlightened that you're going to be, because you won't be living from a place of the mind or the ego trying to judge this or that or trying to avoid this divine experience that you're here to experience. So it's my understanding that every human being has a mission. And one of the greatest missions and experiences that we can have in life is to completely surrender ourselves to the experience of love, of letting ourselves be loved and also be the source of love. Okay, which are two truly different experiences. When you recognize that you are the source of love, then everything that you look at, you look through the eyes of love. That there's a sense of gentleness, a sense of kindness, a sense of patience, a sense of not worried about anything. There's just a deep appreciation for whatever you see. And this happens by understanding that you are already the source of love, the very deepest core. And so people are kind of like an onion. We've got all these different layers to peel back before we get to the very core. And sometimes these layers, they seem like, well, this is who we really are. I've got this layer of resistance to intimacy or fear of intimacy, or this resistance to a friend or a judgment about someone else. And that's who I am. I just can't accept that. Okay? So just know that it's going to take some time, perhaps, for you to shed these layers so that you recognize that who you truly are is always this unconditional loving source that just loves life and everyone, embraces them exactly as they are, doesn't try to change anybody, they're just allowing them to be whoever they are, however they want to be, and just saying, I accept you, I appreciate you, I really embrace you as you are. And you'll see that when you do that with children or adults or whoever, that love gets transmitted into them, and then they start to see themselves as this loving being. And then whatever harshness that they were doing to themselves or others, they tend to stop that, because they don't see that they are anything but this divine, conscious, loving presence that is full of patience and kindness and gentleness. So think about these qualities of being more patient and kind and gentle with yourself in whatever area of your life that you may be needing that in. Because I guarantee you, when you just let in just a little bit more patience with yourself, a little bit more gentleness with yourself, a little bit more kindness in the way that you treat yourself, that will radiate out onto everyone else. And you'll find that people then reflect that energy back to you. And so it's this growing exponential cycle where the more love you let into yourself, the more love that comes back to you as you let it out onto the world. So it's a very powerful thing to allow yourself to be and bring in this unconditional experience of what it is to just love, the energy of love, which is very, very different from the romantic level of love. That's more of a needy aspect of love that has to do with the ego, okay? Where the ego doesn't see itself as the source of love. It sees that it needs love, that it's lacking love. And it can get love from the other person, whether they say something wonderful about them, or they give them a hug or a kiss or maybe a gift, you know, or spend time with them. And just there's many ways that we receive love, but there's the energy of love is what we're really focusing on here, and what that feels like to let the energy of gentleness, kindness, patience, compassion, let that into your heart, so that it is flowing out onto everyone and everything. No matter where you go, you're having patience with other people wherever you're driving. You're having kindness with whoever you're speaking with, just because it feels good for you. Okay? You don't have to do it for any other reason, really. Because if you do it for to get something else, then it's really about the ego again. The ego's trying to get something. This is not about the ego. This is about transcending the ego. This is about moving so much love into your body and mind that the ego melts. It has no choice to melt. See, that love and ego cannot exist in the same moment, same place, same time. It's either one or the other, really. And you'll see that when you're in this divine experience of surrender to the source of love, wherever it is, the gentleness, the kindness. And just use your imagination. Imagine the kindest person you've ever met in your life, the most gentle person you've ever seen on TV or imagined, had a dream about, right? Use your imagination and your memory to just find what is the highest form of gentleness, kindness, patience, this loving energy that I have within me. And that'll be your base where you can grow from, where you can focus on, and you can let yourself build this loving vibration that emanates all throughout your life. So when you say yes to love, you're saying yes to so much more than you ever know as far as your future, as far as what you're going to be able to create and bring into your relationships, into your finances, into your health, to your career, to whatever you want to create in life, okay, into your home. That there will be such a divine feeling, a sacred feeling, because this love is sacred. And this love is everywhere. It's in every rock and tree and car and street light and every computer. Everything contains love. The only reason that we're not seeing it is because of the mind and the ego. It's like this giant filter that's blinding you, stopping you, having you have tunnel vision and see that, well, this doesn't have love because they said that and they act this way. And that's not what love is, and so love can't exist there. But the thing is that love is always there. It's just underneath the ego. It's just at the very core of that onion. And so once we pull back the layers, which is really you're just shining love onto this other person, just emanating, radiating such an acceptance, appreciation for this acknowledgement that there is that spark of light and love inside them, then their ego just, it has no choice but to just surrender and let go. And then all there is this divine recognition that they find in themselves of that there is love inside them too. And everybody wants this. There's nobody in the world that does not want to have this divine, enlightening, healing experience. Nobody. Even if they say they don't, they really do. It's just the ego has so many wonderful strategies to protect itself, to keep in control. Right? The ego loves being in control. It loves micromanaging its reality and its universe so that it doesn't have to change. It's afraid of change, really. It's afraid of the unknown. And this love is the one thing that will melt the entire ego completely so that there's nothing left but this radiant, gentle, all-healing, conscious energy that is just completely embracing life on a whole nother level. So it may be challenging. Your mind may have some questions about what may happen if all you do is love and accept and appreciate all the time. It may think, well, how am I going to control my kids or control my spouse or my boss or however I've got to, you know, be a certain way. Otherwise, they're just going to walk all over me and I'll be a doormat. You know what? Surrender to love. Let love be the guide. You know, let the ego be a doormat. It's just the ego. It's not who you are, right? You can have the experience of being a doormat, but that's going to come and go. Find what does not come and go. Find what is permanent. What is that that never changes, right? Look inside yourself right now. Look behind your eyes. Look in the core of your being and find that which is always present, always watching, always aware, always here, right? This presence, this consciousness does not change. This is the source itself, right? This is where all love radiates from, right? You know this, right? When you drop into it, when you surrender to it, when you acknowledge that this is the greatest experience of life, is this surrender to this divinity within yourself, this divine love inside you, then you start to radiate that out onto the world and you become a light for the world to follow. Because there's a lot of people out there that are still sort of just challenged, we'll say. Challenged because they're focused on the darkness, the ego, right? The controlled reality that tries to micromanage everything and believes that it's limited. Believes that it's limited in resources, in love, in every aspect, in health, energy. It believes in limitations. And what I'm pointing at is something that is unlimited, that will allow you to access an infinite feeling inside your body and your mind of being completely powerful in every area of your life, where you're empowered and empowering others. Where you can step into your true self and you can find abundance showing up. You can find health showing up. You can find this healing happening in your relationships. It's amazing what happens when you devote your life, your heart, to surrendering to love. This gentleness, this kindness, this patience, and letting it flow out onto others, this compassion. Okay? So just notice what it feels like to just walk around all day long having compassion for everyone and everything all the time. It's not necessarily feeling sorry for them, but it's allowing them to have whatever faults, issues, problems, concerns, worries, whatever the struggle is that they're having, saying that too is divine. That's the little, you know, rock in their shoe that they're accepting. That's making them grow, push harder in some way to deepen until they stop and just let that rock out of their shoe and say, you know what, I'm going to love myself and I'm going to let this little rock go because I don't want it anymore. It's as simple as that. You just make a choice, and it takes consciousness to realize that you've been carrying around several rocks in your shoes. Maybe in each shoe, right? And just saying, I want to stop. And you do have to stop to take those rocks out. You can't keep going and going and going in life and expect those rocks to simply fall out. You have to stop and look inside and say, okay, what is the rock that I'm carrying, this little pebble that's irritating me? It's not about them. It's all about me. What is your complaint that you're holding on to that is stopping you from being gentle and kind and patient with yourself in the world, being in this source of love, being surrendered to love? Right? Because it's just, you know, it's just the ego. The ego wants to be right. It wants to be happy and thinks that, well, if I just continue complaining in this area, then I'll get what I want. Then they'll change, or, you know, the world will change. Then I'll be happy. It never works, right? Has it ever worked? If it did, the ego just went back and started complaining about something else. And so it's just this perpetual cycle of complaint that the ego's in, right? And so what you want to do is you want to just notice, what are these rocks in your shoes? What are these complaints that you're carrying? And how can you surrender them to this higher state of awareness where you are completely, completely healed, completely surrendered to this divine energy of love? It's not necessarily easy, because you may have been living under the illusion that this is who I am. I am this ego. I am this body. I am this mind. I am these thoughts. Sure. That's half the truth, or maybe 10%, or maybe 1%, right? But the truth, the real truth, is that you're that and so much more. That's one tiny aspect of who you are. This little ego is not really real, because what's real is what never comes and goes, what never changes. That's what's really real. And you could say, yeah, well, this rock, this body feels real. It's solid. That's real. But look at what never changes. This body was completely different when you were born. So notice what never changes in your life. That is where you're going to find something so powerful, so permanent, so expansive, that you'll never fall back into suffering again. You'll completely be free from suffering in your life. Imagine that. And it's possible. Okay? It's actually probable when you practice surrender to love. And let love be your guide. Let this energy of love, not the idea of love, that's not it. It's the actual feeling itself, that love is the source of all things. Okay? So take time to meditate on that every day. Just allow yourself to drop into what the feeling, the energy is, this gentle, kind, patient energy, what it feels like in your body, in your heart. Okay? So thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Be well.